This is the Wall Street update of the download edition of World Business Report on Monday, June the 9th. I'm Manuela Zaragoza. To the markets now, and although there have been some recent record highs in US and European markets, Wall Street today was in what someone described as a pretty sleepy mood. But despite that, Chris Lowe from FTN Financial told us there were still some significant changes in one particular blue-chip stock.
One of the biggest movers was Apple. Apple split 7-for-1, and equity experts will tell you that a stock split does nothing for the price, but in this case, it was up 1.5%. When we went home on Friday, the stock was valued at over $650 a share. This morning, every one of those shareholders got 7 shares in exchange for 1, so that they're now valued at about $93. And the reason that's important, well, there's 2 reasons, in fact. One is that a lot of retail investors are reluctant to buy $650 of stocks. It's an expensive price, and they don't necessarily have enough to buy more than 1 or 2 shares. The other reason it matters is that for technical reasons, Apple could not be included in the Dow Jones Industrial Average with that kind of share valuation. So after the split, the company is eligible to be included in the Dow. And I think that's the primary reason the stock is up today, because if it is allowed into the index, then index managers will have to buy it.
So that's good for the share price then. That means in the long term, it can only help it go a bit higher.
The other reason it may be up is we had a little more news about what to expect from Apple in terms of new hardware coming in September. There was a story today about what the iPhone 6 might look like, and another story about what the iWatch might look like. So that could be why the stock was up also.
That was Chris Lowe of FTN Financial. And on Wall Street, the Dow ended up 0.1%, so virtually unchanged at 16,943 points. And at the end of the trading day in London, the 100-share index was up 0.2% at 68.75.